Hey, what's up, guys? This is Quentin with Lawn Care Accelerator Podcast. Today, I just wanted to go over using Copilot CRM. And, you know, I've been using it for about a year, you know, as a early sign up way back last February 2023. You know, just kind of want to talk about it. Just how it's been for me over the past year. Also, you know, if I'm still using it, which, you know, I am this year in 2024. But, you know, hopefully this video is going to, you know, help you make a better decision on whether or not it is something that you should sign up for and start using. I'd like to get into some of the, like the actual pages within the website. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that, just because a lot of it is sensitive information, you know, whether that's customer names or, you know, revenue, prices, addresses, all that stuff. So if there might be something that I think I can maybe try and, squeeze into here as I'm like talking about it, I'll definitely try and do that. But just kind of be aware that, you know, a lot of this stuff is just probably going to be me just talking about it and, you know, you guys not really being able to see what I'm talking about. And, you know, you'll just have to, you know, use your mind's eye to, you know, understand and see what I'm trying to say. So first off, you know, like I said, I signed up in 2023, February. I went to Landscape Summit, and that was when Mike Andes at the end, you know, he announced, you know, the launch of Copilot. I was super excited, you know, because I love Mike. I love his videos. He's provided an insane amount of value to me, you know, as a person and as a business owner. That, you know, I believed in him. I believed in his vision for the software. So, you know, got back home from Landscape Summit and, you know, I was one of the first ones to, you know, get signed up and start paying for it. I did do the, enterprise, which at the time, was $250, I think it was. I think it's since increased by maybe $20 or so. But don't quote me on that. So, you know, I started using it. Before that, I was using Yardbook, which, you know, Yardbook for $35 a month, if you decide to pay for Yardbook, which I suggest you do, because one, if you're, you know, with Yardbook, and I'm not going to try and spend too much time on Yardbook because hopefully this is more about Copilot. But, you know, Yardbook, if you're doing more than $3,500 a week, a day, a month, or whatever, you know, you should be paying the $35 a month for Yardbook, you know, because it's going to pay for itself. But Yardbook, you know, I used for the first 3 years of my business. And, you know, at the time, I couldn't believe that there was, you know, something out there that actually, you know, would help you manage the back end, you know, of your business. So I was looking to, you know, I'm looking to grow. And while Copilot was a lot more expensive per month than I did see the value in switching to Copilot and leaving Yardbook behind. So I exported my customers from Yardbook, transferred everything over into Copilot. When I first, and you know, again, you know, this is a year ago, a lot has changed since then. But a year ago I was having, you know, quite a few issues with, you know, trying to import my customers. A lot of my customers, either the email formatting wasn't correct. Like it would leave out a dot, a period, you know, at like gmail.com, it would leave that dot out. So, you know, it would just be like joeschmo@gmail.com. So that So actually what I ended up having to do, I think I might have done this a couple times, but I deleted all of my customers and re-imported my customers. Still didn't work. I think I had to do that one more time. You know, I was kind of okay with that because, you know, I understood that, you know, it was a brand new system, brand new software. And back in February, I didn't really have anything to do at the time, you know, so it's like, okay, well, I'd rather, you know, have something like this happen now than in the spring rush or when I'm too busy and can't really deal with, you know, stuff like that. So it actually ended up getting worked out to where, you know, all my customers' emails, you know, were in the correct format. And, you know, for a moment there, things were going pretty smooth. You know, being able to get customers' cards or bank accounts on file, you know, because with bank accounts, I think they limit it to 0.8% or 0.08% of the transaction, you know, so you can save actually quite a bit of money on, you know, your fees if you have cards versus, you know, bank accounts. But for me, I prefer credit cards. Bank accounts, I'm okay with taking also. But you know, with the credit card fees, one, you know, it's the cost of doing business. So it's something that you can actually, you know, deduct from your taxes. But also it's just, you know, something that, I build into my pricing. So I pay the fee. My customers don't see that, you know, so when, you know, when they see, you know, a lawn mowing is $40 weekly, that's what they're going to pay. And then, you know, the fee that I pay, or that Stripe takes out that I pay, you know, would come out of that $40. You know, so like I said, that's why I build it into my pricing. And you know, almost everywhere you go, you know, companies build that into their pricing. You know, you don't go to, you know, like a 7-Eleven and, you know, want to get a Snickers bar, and then, you know, you typically don't see, you know, a credit card fee added on to, you know, your purchase of a Snickers bar. It's just what you see on the Snickers bar with tax, whatever you need to, and then, you know, that's what you pay. So, you know, as spring started rolling around, you know, I was generating estimates, scheduling jobs, getting everything set up. All of my customers I had on credit card on file. I think there was only one or two that I had on ACH. But, you know, that in and of itself was a relatively easy experience for me. And, you know, for my customers also, you know, it was just really nice to be able to, you know, send out a mass email to everyone. And they have these things that are called merge tags. And what you can do is you can add a merged tag, into an email, a text message, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, it can be like bracket, client portal link bracket. And anytime you insert that merge tag into a text message or an email, it'll reference, you know, that customer portal or that customer's portal or their email, their emailed invoice or their estimate. You know, so that was, you know, just really cool, you know, being able to set up, you know, just kind of some default email templates and adding those merge tags to take the place of, you know, manually having to do something like that. Another cool thing, you know, obviously was automations. That was something, you know, that was talked about bigly in, you know, the presentation, you know, just kind of having that automation and AI aspect of Copilot. And, I loved the automations. You know, I set up automations. You know, I asked my customers, you know, if they'd like to be reminded of service the day before. A handful said yes. Most of them didn't really care just because, you know, I was pretty consistent on coming the day I said I was going to come. And typically, you know, within maybe 30 to 60 minutes within the time I usually come week to week. But, you know, just being able to have like that automation of, you know, hey, we're going to be at your property tomorrow. Make sure, you know, your gates are unlocked, your sprinklers don't go off, and, you know, all the other stuff that, you know, is typically in, you know, like a terms and conditions of an estimate or whatever that you guys have for your business. So let's see, that was, you know, that was in the springtime. So late March, early April, things were going good. I also loved the fact that, you know, you could auto, it would auto generate the invoices. And it does it a little bit differently than, you know, if you're familiar with Yardbook. You know, Yardbook, you can select all the jobs that you did, because I bill weekly, so I would select all the jobs that I did for the week and you know, click generate invoices. But with Copilot, you know, it actually generate the invoice for me, and you could actually set it up to where it would send the invoice to the customer, whether they preferred it via text or email. So it was almost just kind of like a hands-off approach of generating invoices, charging credit cards. You could auto charge cards. So, you know, you don't have to go down, you know, within Yardbook. I keep referencing Yardbook because that's what I used for the 3 years prior. But, you know, Yardbook, you'd have to go down and, you know, click one, charge card. And, you know, with Copilot, it would just automatically do that for you. So as far as, you know, being actually in the software, managing that, like, I really didn't do anything. It took care of itself, and it was accurate, and it did it 100% of the time at the beginning. And as the season started going on, you know, I started having issues with automations with customers, like certain customers, their invoice wouldn't auto generate. I think there was like one week, you know, I just assumed that it had been doing it, and when my auto charges went through, I noticed from the previous week that my revenue had gone down. So that's when I started, you know, doing the investigation of, you know, like what's going on. So it at times, and with certain customers, it wasn't everyone. It wouldn't charge. It wouldn't automatically generate the invoice. And if there was no invoice, it wouldn't automatically charge. So that's when, gosh, I don't know, that was maybe probably in June or so. So I had to actively be in the software to make sure that, you know, all the jobs from the previous week, got invoiced. And as far as I remember, auto charging worked and still works for me to this day, flawlessly. It was just that auto generating, invoices. So, you know, I'd spend time, you know, with chat, because they do have live chat. And back then, the hours were iffy, you know, because they're on the West Coast and they're, you know what, I think it's an hour behind. So they wouldn't get on until 9 here in Denver. That wouldn't be 10 or that wouldn't be until 10. And, you know, so obviously by 10 o'clock, I'm out in the field. And the last thing I want to do is, you know, stop what I'm doing, stop in the middle of the day and, you know, try and send a message or try and figure out and, you know, kind of have that communication back and forth. So my settings for the customers I was having issues with, they just wouldn't save. I would update. Customer service would verify, they would do it too. It would update, they would see it, and then you'd like refresh, or like a week later, or a day later, 2 days, 3 days later, the settings would revert back to, you know, not have it auto create the invoice. So, you know, I'll be honest, you know, it was frustrating. You know, it was just taking more of my time, to, you know, have to do that for, you know, my business. I guess that's an okay problem to have. You know, if that's really maybe the only problem that you might have with your CRM. So after that, I ended up having issues with invoices. I think it was invoices. Like some of them just wouldn't send at all, and there would be bugs. Like if they did send and a customer would click on it, it would just be like a page of just like code or something. And, you know, customers, you know, they text me like, hey, I can't view the invoice, and they'd screenshot it and show me. So that became an issue. And there were, let's see if I can pull up. Because what I ended up doing is, you know, doing screen recordings, you know, to kind of show the issues that I was having, just so I wouldn't have to, you know, like type it out on a bug report or whatever. So let me just see if I can bring up some ones that I was having issues with. Okay. Yeah. Here's kind of a big one. I don't have this issue now, but it was just a huge one all season for me in 2023. I created all my recurring services, you know, like mowing jobs, and it would like the budgeted hours would be like 20 minutes. So I would punch a start time and end time, or I'd punch a start time, and then I would do like the billable hours or the billable minutes on it. And I would, you know, put 20 for 20 minutes or point 15 or whatever for, you know, decimal form. So I would do that, click save, and then it would populate, you know, throughout the course of the season. And like if the start time was at like 9 a.m., well, I'm supposed to be done with the job by like 9:20. Well, when I would click on it, or in the calendar view within Copilot, the job would last from like 9 a.m. and it would last for like 14 hours. So my whole schedule was like filled with just one job, one mowing job that's supposed to take 20 minutes, but it would last like 14 hours. It made looking at my calendar like a nightmare. I hated it. I didn't like it. So that lasted like all season. And you know, bringing up these issues, you know, they were obviously Copilot. They're very receptive to everything. I know there's, you know, been a lot of flack on, you know, the bugs and all that stuff. And you know, rightfully so. But the fact that they are so receptive and open to discussion and honestly kind of like animosity from the users with all the experiences that or all the problems that they're experiencing, you know, it's nice of them, you know, to be receptive to that and not close discussion and, you know, all that stuff. So like I said, they've been receptive to all of the issues that I've had. Another issue I had was, like last year, the app would just take so long to like load. You know, you'd click on your calendar, you click on the job, and then it would, you know, take 5, 10, 15 seconds to load the job for you to clock into it. You know, if you multiply that out over the number of stops that you have a day, like it, you know, it begins to add up. You know, the last thing I want to do is, you know, pull up to a job, park my truck and pull up the app to clock into the job. And, you know, it takes me 15, 20 seconds later to actually clock in and get out of the truck and, you know, start working. Since then, the app has gotten faster. It got to a point last year to where I was using the mobile version of the website because it was miles better than the app. So let's see if I can pull up something else too. There was another thing that this is minor, but it had just compounded over the course of the season. But, you know, I did have, you have a little notification bell in the upper right corner of the desktop. And for the longest time, like I had no text messages from customers, but I still showed like I had 10 notifications for text messages, and it would never go away. I reported that bug. It was still there all throughout pretty much the season. It's not there right now. That has been fixed. The issues I was having, got to a point to where I just didn't want to use the software. I didn't want to be in it. I dreaded having to, go in Copilot and do what I had to do. Unfortunately, I think that affected my business a little bit, negatively affected my business. And so I eventually ended up reaching out to Mike Andes personally, on Facebook Messenger, and, you know, kind of like listed all the things, you know, like, hey, if I'm paying you $250 a month and I'm still having these issues, like that's not right with me. So he said, you know, hey, give us 2 weeks. And I didn't list out every issue I had. It was like the major ones where my calendar, I had jobs lasting for 14 hours. The little text thing, I don't think I brought that up with them, because like that's something I like, not a big deal. But he said, you know, if give me 2 weeks, and if the issues aren't better at the end of 2 weeks, I'll give you the rest of the year for free. And I think this was back in August of 2023. So I didn't ask for that, but he offered, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to turn down, saving $250 a month if, my issues aren't resolved. So 2 weeks had passed and I was still having the same issues, and reached out to him, and, ended up getting Copilot for free from, I think it was August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 months that I got Copilot for free, which, that's a lot of money that they're not getting, but that's a lot of money I'm saving. And it was nice, I'll be honest and say it was nice that, I didn't have to pay for it because of the issues I was having. I haven't used it much this winter. One, because we just haven't had much snow here in Colorado this year. And so I haven't needed to really use it, but as we're at the beginning of March, I'm starting to use it more, getting out estimates and updating prices and all that stuff. It's better than what it was for me at the height of the summer last year. Another thing I will say last year that I had a huge issue with was my automations not working. I would set up, the day before emails, the automation to automatically, generate invoices, send invoices. It got to a point where like none of my customers were receiving invoices from the automation that I had set up. I think I might have touched on that a little bit earlier in this video. For me, automations became like irrelevant because, one, they weren't working for me, and two, they had redone so many things within automations and invoice creation and a few other things within the software to where those first 2-3 months I had spent learning the software and how to alter my workflow from using Yardbook to now using Copilot. A lot of that stuff just, at the middle of the summer, just kind of all got thrown out and messed up my whole workflow. And, that was another issue that I had, because I had spent so much time within Copilot at the beginning of the year trying to learn everything. And a lot of the stuff that I had spent all that time learning and creating systems around didn't work anymore, or that, you know, they got rid of it and went to do something else. And, you know, I get, you know, Copilot, it was in its first year, and, you know, their rapid development cycle. I can understand that. I can respect it. But I didn't like it. So, you know, that was another issue I had. But anyway, going back to, you know, using it this year, or so far this year, I've used it a little bit over the past few days, because I've been starting to get responses from, you know, estimates and all that stuff. So far for me, things have, been working okay. And if you're thinking about joining Copilot, they're, you know, they do have a Facebook group, and over the past, gosh, probably maybe 4 to 6 weeks, there's been a lot of negative stuff within the Facebook group. I'm not going to call anybody out or, you know, say something that, you know, someone has said, but as far as, you know, people having issues, it's been a huge deal. You know, a lot of people left their previous CRM, whether that was Jobber, Service Autopilot, Yardbook, whatever, and wanted to move to Copilot because Mike Andy's or Copilot, you know, was doing a price lock guarantee. So whatever price you, or I think this might be only for enterprise, and it ended at the end of 2023, but whatever subscription tier you went into before January 1st, 2024, you would get a price lock guarantee. So if you had bought the service at enterprise level for $250, that's the price you're going to be paying. You know, he could change it, and I don't think he will, but $250 could be the price you're paying, you know, 10 years from now, when the software could, you know, easily be $400, $500, $600 a month. So a lot of people had left their previous CRM to join Copilot to secure that price lock guarantee. And there's been a lot of frustration from new users, because it's not what they thought they were signing up for, because of the issues that they've been having, those customers have been having. A lot of the things that have been mentioned within the Facebook group, I might have experienced at some point last year, but so far this year and kind of towards the end of last year, I haven't really been experiencing. So my recommendation, for if you are thinking of switching over to Copilot, I definitely think Copilot is better in a way to Yardbook, but I don't think it's there yet. And if you are happy with Jobber, Service Autopilot, or Yardbook, I would suggest sticking with those probably for 2024, and, you know, reevaluating, you know, maybe late next year, early next year. And, you know, if you're thinking of switching, to, you know, definitely do, you know, some research. You know, maybe I can do another video, maybe mid-season on Copilot, how it's been, you know, over a few months. And, you know, maybe also do a video at the end of the year and another video at the beginning of 2025, you know, to maybe help guide you if it's something you guys should do or not. So as it stands right now for 2024, I would not recommend you guys join Copilot. It's got a ways to go. There's definitely growing pains, and I knew that going in. But from what I've seen, there's too many issues for a lot of new users to where I think you would be extremely dissatisfied if you had made the switch. So I would definitely focus on your business and the CRM you're using this year and just continue to do that. And then, you know, next year, if things change and your needs change as, you know, maybe your business grows, to then reevaluate, because learning Copilot, you know, if it's you or, you know, maybe a spouse or an office manager, you know, it's going to take some getting used to. You're going to have to train. That is one thing that's really great about Copilot. They do have Copilot University. Their help section, article section is pretty extensive. So there's definitely resources out there for you to learn, what you need to learn. The customer support, they've now expanded their hours, quite a bit. Like all day, even on the East Coast, even on weekends, they do a daily, live stream in the Facebook group that's maybe 30 minutes to an hour long, to where, you know, they take user or group submitted questions or issues and, you know, go over that with you. But contacting Copilot customer service, it's easy to do, and they've been receptive and responsive to issues. But I would just recommend that you guys stick with your current CRM for right now, and, you know, reevaluate it at late 2024 or early 2025. I don't know if there's going to be any repercussion for this video. I don't think they would suspend my account, but I want Copilot to succeed. I love Mike. I love his videos. I believe in his vision and the future that he sees for Copilot. That's why I started in, or signed up in 2023. But it, you know, it's got a little bit, to go. So yeah, those are my thoughts on Copilot. If you guys have any questions, or, you know, if you guys just want to ask me anything, you know, about Copilot, as long as it's not like sensitive or, you know, I guess maybe privileged information, you know, I'd be happy to, you know, answer those questions. So if you have anything, leave them down in the comments below, or, you know, if you guys are listening to this, in audio form, like on a podcast, you know, head over to the YouTube video and, leave a comment down there, and I'll try and answer as best I can. All right, guys. So hopefully you found this informative, and hopefully it's going to make you make better decisions for your business. And don't forget to subscribe down below to the channel and ring the bell for notifications. So when I do upload another video on Copilot, you guys get notified on that, and you can keep track of how it's progressing over 2024 and into early 2025. All right, guys, this is Quentin with Lawn Care Accelerator. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.